Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, y'all, we are all Darcy at one point because all of us have felt vulnerable, feeling lonely, and took it to the bedroom.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit, Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
Custom 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba po di ba ha da
wu di si sa. Da do the twins. Ba-da-ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Hoo-ha.
That was such a great way to say that line. I'm going to use that from now on. When you say, Matt, how was your date? And I was like, you know what? We took it to the bedroom.
I felt lonely. I was feeling vulnerable. So we took it to the bedroom.
Y'all, because that's the one thing with Georgie. He's good in bed.
He is, with that big old Bulgarian dick.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's it's Darcy and Stacey.
That's the Bulgarian rose we all want to smell.
It's Darcy and Stacey, episode season 4, episode 12. No name episode because
we're covering it early. We don't have a title.
We weren't given the name early enough. They only showed one episode. They only showed up the title of episode 11. So
yes,
we'll see. But the nameless episode 12. We are. I guess we can just jump right in.
Yeah, y'all know the go. We
Talk
are
into the deal.
We talked about our charity. With the ACLU's partnering with RuPaul's production company for the Drag Defense Fund. So you can donate for that in our Sissy Squad. We'd love to raise $2,000 for that to help with the attack on drag queens.
And drag culture and trans culture.
We would appreciate that. So they're going to be doing a digital worldwide moment in May, and we will be, we're going to do a watch along with that.
It's basically an attack on anyone who looks different or, you know, may appear different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and even
that's,
if you
that's
join,
what it is.
And even if you join the moment with us, even if you decide to do the moment as well, then that you're still giving money to the charity because they're raising money for the charity through that. So,
everyone watch the digital worldwide moment on May 7th.
I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of our favorite queens. I just finished. Are you caught up on Drag Race or no?
Yes. American Drag Race.
What do you feel about? How do you feel about top four?
I feel good. I was really annoyed by, spoiler alert, I was really annoyed by even RuPaul thinking she was going to not
do a top three.
I was just like, fuck off. Just stop saying you're going to not eliminate everybody every episode. This is ridiculous.
It was a pretty epic lip sync.
It was, but this is interesting. Who I feel like maybe I thought if she had to let go of someone, I thought it would be Lux. But because I think she's been slightly weaker.
I think so too.
In the last couple of weeks, especially with the teacher challenge.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's Sasha Colby's game to lose.
I totally 100% agree. But it's going to be Sasha or Anitra for me.
It's torn though. Like, could be Lux because she's been weaker on some of the acting challenges. But Lux's looks compared to Mistress's, like Mistress has some beautiful looks, but Lux does.
I totally agree with you.
It's a hard decision.
I still feel like Lux keeps talking about all the time about how her looks are just the most advanced. I'm like, but Simone, honey, was doing these looks two seasons ago.
Simone was. That's true.
Yeah. Or Naomi Smalls.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like,
the same kind of figure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same kind of drag. I'm not saying it's not fantastic. I'm just saying it's not as groundbreaking as she would. The way that she criticized Lucy's drag, which, yeah, Lucy's runways were pat. There's no doubt about that.
That's true.
But to make that criticism of, well, some of us aren't as innovative. I'm like, bitch, you're not either.
Like, who came before you? But
yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I think. She's totally an all-star queen. I think they're going to pop her in all-stars after she's kind of established her brand a little bit. She knows exactly what to do. I think Mistress is also an all-star queen. They're going to throw her there.
I kind of want to get fucked by Anitra and fuck Sasha Colby.
Oh my God.
Anitra, he is so hot. And Sasha Colby in that music video, I was like, oh my God.
Wire. Pamela Anderson.
I'm like, you look hot. Speaking of Pamela Anderson, let's move to Pamela Anderson that you would see in Connecticut. Let's talk about Darcy and Stacey.
Wow. We're leaving the hotel with more luggage than the Romanoffs would need.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For
sure. And that's before they got shot in the basement.
Yeah, let me help you, guys. I'll help you.
And he says, I'm sorry. I feel bad. And she apologizes. And Darcy's like, she says, thank you. Didn't want it to turn out this way. And I was like, okay, what way were we thinking? Like, but sure.
He brings up,
well, that time we hooked up.
And she's like, her face kind of changes. Like, right? Why are you bringing this up? She's like, I just didn't want anyone to know.
You gave me hope that there was more.
Hope, Dar. And she's like, yeah, that was right after Cicero. And then she says, that was one night. I just think we forget it. We just forget it.
I regret it. I need to forget it. It's nothing.
And Georgie says, because Georgie knows that he is fucking pool because he's good looking and has a huge dick. He says,
I don't hook up with a lot of other people.
And I went,
I could have sex if I wanted to.
Yes, he could. Yep. Yes, he could.
So we are we're home in Connecticut. Aspen's taking care of Daddy Silva. And this made me very kind of sad because he did look frail in that bathroom.
Oh, yeah. He looked tired.
And the next thing I thought is, because they're bringing dinner and everyone's got pasta on their plate, I'm like, this looks like a pasta commercial with the amount of food we have on the plates.
It's just also pasta on a flat plate just looks so bulbous and like mountainous, whereas if it's in a pasta bowl, it just looks better.
It looked like they were. It looked like they were all about to face fuck those plates of pasta. There's no way all this pasta got eaten.
It did look like fake pasta, like in Beetlejuice when the hand would come up out of the food or something like that.
Are they running a marathon tomorrow?
Or like on You Can't Do That on Television, it was just going to rain pasta on their heads.
That's what it felt like. Yes. It felt like lots of prop pasta that was no flavor.
Best part of this dinner, though, is it's funny how you, and we do this too, how no matter what age you are, you revert back to childlike ways because Daddy Silver, they're sitting there eating and they talk a little bit and they say, you know, his speech was affected. It's not as clear. He's a little weaker, but, you know, he can't get stressed and he's susceptible, another stroke could occur. So he has to, and of course the girls are like, And so he's just trying to rest. And then he says, well, how was the, and they say that they took her on a bachelorette party. He's like, well, how was the party? Oh,
that's great. No trouble.
No trouble at all. No.
Even Florian's like, no trouble.
It's great.
I laughed so hard because all her faces.
I know Punch Michael Baines.
Their face. Oh, sometimes we're all 15.
It was. They just go like, him. Everything's fine. And you know, Daddy Silva was like, these liars.
Yeah. That man, y'all forget Daddy Silva worked for the CIA. He said this was a minute he stroked. He could have been drugged by some Russian spy.
It's true. Or someone could have roundhoused him in the head.
Yes. And that's why he's weak.
So they it's the way they keep saying, don't want to stress him out, reminds me of the way that people in a sitcom talk about pregnant women.
Yeah,
you know, it's like she can have no stress at all, or she's gonna lose the baby.
Yeah, it's very like very life or death in sitcoms.
Don't
yeah.
stress her out at all. Anyway. They, y'all, later on, Flory and Stacy are trying to make espresso. It's like, I can be a barista. Barista. She keeps calling it a barista.
Barista, she does. I thought you would enjoy this because it's just like Darcy that we can't, we remember Stacy can't do normal people things either.
No, they, I feel like they must have had personal valets or something where everyone does something for them because they seem to have problems doing normal things.
This is a legitimate espresso machine, and they are a little complicated, aren't they? Isn't there like
yes.
a process to
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. Espresso machines are cantankerous. Not is like that, my Nespresso, which is quite easy.
Is that why they called you espresso machine in college? Because you were cantankerous? There goes espresso machine!
And I was always ready with some frothy milk.
Just move on, please. Mm-hmm.
And I shot steam out of my ears. Wow. So, turns out they've decided it's just cheap, wow. dirty gay jokes,
yeah.
y'all.
Yeah.
That's what you pay for, or you don't. So, Stacy said, so it's going to be about my father. So, dad's going to stay here, and let's do the wedding at Connecticut. And Florence, and I wrote down, they're already married. It wouldn't be a big deal.
It wouldn't be a big deal.
Instead, they force their wedding planner.
This poor wedding planner.
Who is Miami-based.
Yes.
I assume, to cancel their previous wedding and plan a wedding for them in Connecticut in a few weeks. And she's kind of like, I don't know where to
her
I don't
face
know where to start.
And Stacy's like, I know in the last wedding we were gonna have fireworks, but now we're gonna do like, but now we're gonna do this. And the wedding planner's okay, like scale back glam. Okay, scale back glam. So and she said, this is a lot of work.
I'll wave a magic wand and let you know what I come up with in the most passive aggressive way.
And then to that response, Stacy goes, that's great. Thank you. And then she realizes she's like, it's going to be great.
I have a feeling this did not happen this way. I cannot imagine that was this call.
I mean, you kind of wonder if they were just always going to get married in Connecticut anyway.
It feels that way to me.
I don't think Daddy Silva faked a mini stroke, though, for the reason for them to
no.
do that.
No, I doubt that. Yeah.
So
later on, Stacy's kind of talking to Florian. It's like, what happened in New York City? Can't happen again. Being controlling, demanding, and I think we need to talk to someone. He is so against that. You know, 15th century vampires don't need therapy.
They don't need therapy. No, they've got all their shit worked out. They don't talk to other people. They suck their blood.
Exactly. What's the problem? So Darcy is flying back to Miami to get Stacy's dress and Florian's tux, and that's when we had the bad smell scene. When there's like, Stacy, your apartment smells like butthole.
Smells like cheesy feet. Cheesy feet. Oh my God. Oh my God. She walks in there and And Stacey's like, what?
She's gagging.
We cleaned it before we left. And
where
she's like,
stink?
You know, Florian loves that feta cheese. And Darcy goes, oh.
And at one point, she's like, it smells like asshole in here. And Stacey's like, just like, she's like, well, your apartment smells like farts.
And Darcy's like, I am kind of farty.
And then she's like, don't fold the dress. It's haute couture.
And that was, and Darcy looks at her. She's like, yes, Stacey, I know what haute couture is. I know, Stacey.
I just love it. In the middle of everything, their father having a stroke, all of this kind of dissonance, they can still bicker like four-year-olds.
They can. They
and
can.
And I love it. I love it. It really is the heart of the show, is how they both love each other and hate each other at the same time.
Well, it's just what they love each other, and it's just they can't help but just your sibling, as Poodle and I can contest, your sibling will trigger you more than anyone.
It's so true. You know, we before we go on of the meeting of the date with Zach, we should take a quick break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian Sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Oh, hey, Zach. It's a nice place.
Hey, Darcy. Hey, I got some appetizers and some drinks lined up for us. What do you want to try?
This food. The balls. You know, I like them big balls, Zach. Big balls. I like to put like two of them in my mouth and go.
I'm a little uncomfortable. The fact that she is making such gratuitous sex jokes when he has said he's being celibate for a while, it is. Y'all, this is like being on a date with a female Milton Berle. It is constant jokes, current references only.
Current references only. But think about it. He is celibate. He does say that he practiced celibacy. How would you flirt if you were on a date with a guy and he told you he was celibate? See, part of me thinks you wouldn't have gone on another date, but then another part of me knows you and knows if a hot guy that you knew was sexually into you told you that he was celibate, you would want to get him to break it.
I think I would. However,
how would you do it?
I wouldn't flirt like I was Rodney Dangerfield at an open mic.
I get no respect.
I got like balls. You should give me some balls.
How would you do it? Because I've seen you throw yourself at men. Don't.
Well, it's not like you. It's not like you're trying to get him to hold you.
I didn't say I was a good flirter. I'm not.
I think I would focus much more on just kind of eye fucking them at the table, crossing my legs.
Would you play footsie?
Posing.
With them?
Yeah. I let my energy pull them in more than physicality.
Oh my God. You probably would pick up the balls and eat the ball sexually, though.
Maybe. Depends on how many drinks I've had. Speaking of drinks, what is this ridiculous, like, fraternity fishbowl drink that is lighting up?
This, it reminded me of when we were in college, we loved to go to Razoo's and get that fishbowl at Razoo's.
Yeah, it's a joke drink. And she's like, oh, very sexual. What?
It's just a fishbowl, Dars.
It's a big drink. It's a big, big drink.
Big drink for a big man. So they're talking and he says, things got a little messy with her fiance. And she talks about her father having a stroke.
In the same breath,
yes,
she bombs him with this.
Yes.
And I know that you guys, I know you should, there's a way you should tell someone you barely know about a personal tragedy. And this is probably not it.
No.
She barely knows him. She's been on one date.
She was like, my ex-fiance got messy and my dad had a stroke. That's what she did. But he does get up and hug her and he says, like, I'm here for you. And he said, I think he called her a soldier.
That, and did you hear her describe him? Maybe I heard this wrong. But she's like, yeah, Zach's really great. You know, he's embraceful.
No, I didn't hear that.
I think she said embraceful.
Embraceful, my
sweet embraceful person.
Embraceful bulge.
I think she said embraceful. Again, I maybe I missed it.
Don't be a naughty baby.
Come to Darcy. Come on me right now. See, Darcy could never sing that song, which is somewhat flirty.
No. Fuck just me.
I need love. At the
I need
end.
Love. My sweet embraceful.
Love me.
Exactly. She couldn't finish it.
She couldn't.
So she invites him to the wedding. And says, and he's like, of course I'd love to. He's like, I should tell you, my ex-fiance is going to be there.
And Zach says, well, I want to show your dad. I want to show your dad and your father that a good man does exist.
Good line. And I know that I've only been in your life for about an hour.
About an hour.
Total time.
And so they're dancing. They look like they're having a good time. We end. And then we have y'all, patron Leslie shows up in Darcy's apartment.
And I have a question for you.
What?
They're trying on the panties over Darcy's cat suit. And they're like, she's like, his celibacy is going to be gone by the end of this. And does it kind of creep you out by Darcy trying to forcibly end someone's celibacy? A lot of people choose that for reasons. Again, I'm not the last. It always feels a little weird.
I really feel like you wouldn't be throwing yourself, but I really feel like if you were into this and a guy told you this, you would get obsessed with breaking his celibacy.
Maybe
poodle in his 30s for sure.
I think it feels trying to make him.
It feels disrespectful a little bit.
It feels like it's trying to make him change something that's a personal choice for him.
I agree. Well, because Darcy, the fact that he's celibate, Darcy takes personal because Darcy doesn't feel like somebody wants her until she gets fucked and her head gets rammed up against a headboard 10 times.
Exactly.
That's
which I understand.
Would you wear these panties if someone gave them to you?
With
the little bow on the back, like a male version, but look,
I'd wear anything if it made someone feel a certain way. I don't care. Maybe not a baby costume with a big bonnet and a bib.
Maybe not that.
I don't know if I want. I'm not into human babies, adult babies. So
no,
just for people out there who are wondering,
that's like this is
why I'm too far.
It's why I'm not dating or even hooking up or anything right now because I logged on to Grindr for the first time and first of all, it popped up and said we thought you were dead. Because it had been so long. It was like, where you been, bitch?
Join Grindr Senior.
And I was like, yes. I was like, what is this whole new world? What? And then the first picture, some guy says hi and then sends me a picture and it's just him wearing a diaper. And I went, no. And I screamed. I just took the app off my phone and threw my phone across the room.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll always disappoint you.
Yeah.
They will find a way.
Can I just meet a, I don't want to meet a guy right now, but can I just eventually just meet a guy in the real world? I guess we don't do that anymore.
I had one guy, this is so ridiculous. I had one guy text me or message me on Grindr. It says, hey there, how are you doing? And I was like, hi, how's your day going? And he wrote back something and either I went into something and then the next thing was, well, guess you don't like Asian guys. Later.
And you were like, I was just working.
And I just, I wrote back. I'm like, sorry, I was occupied by something, but bye, I guess.
I wish you the best.
I know.
I wish you the best. You know, we're going to have to leave this here. I'm going to start, when I get back on Grindr, that's how I'm going
to
like.
We're going to have to leave this here.
I'm going to say, we're going to have to leave this here.
You know, to move on.
This isn't going to get resolved today.
There are a lot of hair triggers on apps that people may be bringing other experiences to because people, it's an impersonal kind of situation because you're not talking to them face to face. So it's almost like you can kind of bring anything to a screeching halt easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fun. So where were we? We are... Oh, I know what I want to talk about.
What?
Leslie's like, so I got a text from Zach, and he really and can't wait to see you. And I mean, he's like, I'll see you at the wedding. And I wrote down, could Leslie be Zach's madam?
It sounds a little bit like she is pimping
Doesn't
this
it?
Guy out.
Darcy, don't handle my boys rough. Okay.
No. She's like, well, and Darcy says, well, I hope we can avoid the drama. And Leslie's like, well, yeah, there shouldn't be that much drama. And she's like, well.
Well. I expect Leslie to say, like, Darcy, make sure you pay my boys good. Otherwise, I'm going to take it out of them.
Take it out of them. Don't hit him again, Leslie. Don't. He's a sweet guy.
It really does feel like she's a madam.
It does.
There's something about the way she talks about him that makes him feel like he's on her payroll.
Darcy does say, she's like, look, this isn't easy to say, but Georgie and I, we hooked up. He thought he had a chance, but he doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance. We just hooked up once.
And then she says, well, you obviously have to tell him. And I went.
Tell Zach.
Yeah. And I went, but that happened. She met Zach after the hookup.
Darcy even said, even though I know this happened before, I don't know how he'll feel. And I went, I don't think Darcy needs to tell Zach this.
Well, I think it's a completely made up situation. So I don't know what us speculating about it's going to be. Y'all, Darcy and Zach are not going to be together. This is.
I kind of feel like they're building. I hope they're not. I hope they're not building for a Darcy and Georgie reunion. I feel like they're building towards that.
Yeah, I think they are. They've been spotted together on and off, but I don't know if it's for filming or what.
I don't know.
So the next thing, Stacey and Florian are having a sit down with their officiant / marriage counselor?
He's a marriage counselor because that happens sometimes.
Morris.
Morris, this man.
I don't know if it's spelled like the E.M. Forster novella. E.M. Forster, I'm sorry. I said Foster. Like the beer. Did you ever see that movie? Did you ever see Morris with Hugh Grant?
No.
Oh, it's a good gay movie. It's hot. Hugh Grant's like hooking up with the stable boy.
Hugh Grant's making out with guys?
Oh, yeah. I think this is before he got shitty and entitled. Or maybe he was always shitty and entitled.
He is. He looks fine now, but young Hugh Grant was really hot.
Oh,
I was so into him.
The best Hugh Grant in this version.
Really?
That British guy. I never remember his name. He's blonde. He's in all of these Merchant Ivory movies, and Morris is a Merchant Ivory film. And it's, he's in, I can't, Steven something. He's blonde. He was also in Carrington with Emma Thompson and, Jonathan Pryce, which I've talked about several times. And every time there's one sissy who's like, Carrington! Yo, my whole 20s was about seeing Merchant Ivory films and not trying to impress grad students in English who I was going out with. And then I realized I loved them and I didn't need those grad students to fulfill me.
I don't even know what Merchant Ivory means, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, come on. No, they did A Room with a View. Ismail Merchant and James Ivory. There were two gay directors. You need to know. That's part of your history. You need to know Merchant Ivory.
So they're directors.
You've seen a Merchant Ivory film? Yeah.
Oh.
Ismail Merchant and James Ivory. James Ivory is the only one who's alive, I think. I think he directed Call Me By Your Name.
So that, they didn't get the sequel of that one.
No, they did not.
They did not. That's
thanks to the cannibal. Yeah.
Oh, they did A Room with a View and Howard Ends. I need to see those movies. I should see some of these
you
movies.
Won't. You don't need to see any of them because you won't appreciate them.
Maybe they'll be on a plane and they should be. We'll see if they can be maybe nominated for the Oscars.
We've talked about the male nudity in A Room with a View before. Something changed.
Ooh.
Them getting out of that lake.
Somebody,
Jay Bird, what's on the television? What's happening here?
Jay Bird, why you got to rent that? Why you got to rent that video from Pickens Video every time? Where did y'all just go to
Blockbuster? It's very moody, mother.
Did y'all go to Blockbuster or did you have a local video store you
went
to?
We had, what was the video store? Oh, fuck. What was the name of that video store? It was blank so-and-so's video when they had like Dalton's video. I think it was
Dalton's. Did you hear, by the way, this is an update, y'all. Black and White Cookie is in a relationship with a woman.
I knew it.
Good for Black and White Cookie.
She really needs that. Not that possessive lesbian she was with.
I think
when
it's a different
on the,
one.
When they're on the gondolas. She needs
y'all, this is love during lockup. I hope Dalton gets with someone else, though, so we can see his mom.
Oh, Dalton's mom. Oh, no, Dalton's a sociopath. He needs to be behind bars.
I have to say, I really feel like this is Love After Lockup on our $8 tier. I love all of the franchise. I have to say, it's getting to where Love During Lockup is kind of becoming my favorite.
I totally agree with you because it is the messiest of all of them.
Is that what's next for us? I think it is.
We did Love After Lockup.
At the beginning of the year, we did Love After Lockup.
Yeah.
And then now we're in Life After Lockup. So it should be Love During Lockup next.
Love, oh my God, please.
I think it is.
Please.
We already have what? Seeking Brother Husband on the $8 tier. And then what else is coming back? Oh, Extreme Sisters.
Me, You, and My Ex.
Oh, You, Me, My Ex. Yes, sorry.
Yes.
We finished Extreme Sisters.
Yeah. We may have finished it for good because this season was.
Y'all let us know if you still want us to cover it, but it was a little weird.
I don't care if they do. I don't care.
Well, I know it's nice to get a consensus. We're kind of like RuPaul. It takes everybody's opinion.
I make the choice. I mean, we make the choice.
We make the choice. But the final decision is up to us.
Our show. The final decision is up to me. I mean, us.
Yeah.
So, y'all, Stacey and Florian, they're with Morris, not the Ian Forster Morris. And
I'm going to interrupt you. I think there's a better way to do this, and you know which way it is, but you're going to have to pull double duty.
All right.
It's time for a Darcy and Stacey theater, everyone.
To a big theater.
Theater. Okay. All right. I'll be playing the therapist. There we go. Action. Well, hello. Thank you for having me here today.
Hey, you're welcome. In house.
What? Huh?
Thank you for coming, house.
Oh, okay.
Are you a minister?
I'm the minister, yes.
Okay,
I'm not a
vampire.
I'm a, you know what? I brought my cross today. I'm a minister. I'm not a therapist at all. Not a therapist at all.
No, I don't like therapies.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We have communication problems. We have communication problems.
Wait, so but you're already married for 2 years and you have communication problems.
That's incidental. Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking big wedding. Big wedding. Big twin wedding.
Okay. I want this ceremony.
I don't see problem.
What is this
fucking therapy. She tricked me.
No, it's
you
not.
You don't trick vampire.
Okay. Well, is there something with communication where Stacey, would you like him to communicate better about?
Yeah, we were at the bachelor party and uh-huh. certain bachelor party was just there and he was let's just say it was kind of not really fun. And
okay.
Every fun have limit.
But it's okay for you to go over your limit. Never talk about that.
Okay.
My house, my rules.
But I pay the bills. So what? But I'm paying the bills.
Tell me what rules you have. Tell me what rules you make.
All right. This is getting crazy. And
the amount of disrespect that I put up with on a daily basis.
Okay. Look, I'm going to break this down. Florian.
Yeah.
If you are king, you've got to respect the queen. She's your queen.
Vampire queen?
Sure, she's your vampire queen, and a vampire king should respect a vampire queen.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you, Boris. I knew this would help. All I want is respect. Treat me like your queen.
I'm sorry. I am going to change.
I'm going to have to leave this here. And scene. Best part is that this therapist could equivocate a gendered version of how Florian should treat Stacey, and that's when he finally got it.
He finally understood king and queen. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate it when people say king and queen.
I know, it drives me up the fucking wall, too.
But that's what worked for this guy.
It did. Y'all, let's be honest. I don't think Florian's going to change. She might get him to put the seat down or maybe wipe the blood off his teeth when he comes in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you're ever going to take the vampire out of Albania or take the Albania out of the vampire.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I agree.
Yep. That's the show. That's why it was a shorter show today. We didn't. There was not as much kind of plot points. Last episode right. was packed more. So next week, from what we've heard, I don't think it's two episodes. We don't know if next week are two separate episodes or if it's going to be
a two-hour finale.
I think it's more of a two-hour finale, but that will be
wedding
the wedding
finale with wedding nails.
Wedding nails.
Wedding.
Yo, if you've never seen that, that was our first Darcy and Stacey meme in the wigs.
That is the reason why Darcy and Stacey love us now, because they saw
that.
As Darcy said, they got the emotion right.
Wow.
What a dream. What a dream life.
Anyway,
y'all, that's your Darcy and Stacey this week. Oh, it's so good. Go to realitygates.com. You know the drill. Find us on Instagram, Reality Gate Podcast, on the TikTok, Reality Gates, and Twitter at Reality Gates Pod. Again, we apologize for Cocaine Jaguar showing up in the middle of the YouTube live. We hope that never happens again.
He was a gentle lover, if that makes anyone feel better. Surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly so.
Surprisingly
so. Got docile afterwards.
Be sure to be on the lookout on Friday. We've got more episodes of Love Is Blind dropping.
Oh,
I think
my God.
Is it two more episodes that are dropping on Friday? Or?
It is 9, 10, and 11.
I think it's three, actually.
I think 9, 10, and 11.
And then, woo, we're going to be riding that Love Is Blind train for a while. If you are, just real quick, y'all, because we've had people come up, you might want to, if you have an iPhone, you might want to update it with Patreon, because I guess there was an iOS update. There was specifically an update for the podcast app. So even if you're listening, if you feel like your apps look a little different or there's things aren't working, try updating your phone.
Agreed.
No one tells us what's coming. We just have to respond to it like fucking raptors at a goddamn donut hunt. I don't know what that means, but now I don't know. All right, everybody. We'll see you next. But if you...
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you, what, poodle? The muscle relaxers kicking in.
I thought you were going to say.
It just flew out of my head.
You were feeling vulnerable, and you decided to take it to the bedroom. You need to manifest that.
Manifest that.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.